That is true, but I think it's not correct to characterize what happened in Lampedusa as just a boat accident. This is a crime against Eritreans and especially Eritrean youth. This is the work of human traffickers who benefit from this, and there are powerful forces behind them. So for us, this is an ongoing crime against Eritrea. It's an ongoing war that is being waged against Eritrea. It's part of the sanctions that have been imposed on Eritrea. It's part of the continued illegal occupation of Eritrean territory. So for us, you know, we look into the root causes and what lies behind this tragedy. But as far as the burial of Eritreans who are victims of this crime are concerned, yes, Eritrea would like to see them buried at home. This is not just the Eritrean government's wish. It's also the wish of the families of the victims. So we're working on that.
What do you say to critics who say that this move by the Eritrean government is yet another political ploy to serve the interest and the propaganda of the government in Asmara?
Well, the facts speak for themselves. This has been documented. People don't just end up in Lampedusa and get killed trying to cross. There is a whole network of human traffickers, of criminals, who have the support of officials in a number of countries and agencies and organizations who are part of this. So that goes without saying, and that cannot be an issue. But the fact that these are Eritrean citizens and they have families here, and their families want them to be buried in their own soil. That's also the wish of the Eritrean government. So I don't see what the politics is there. The politics is, you know, what has been happening as far as this tragedy is concerned in terms of the media coverage over the past week or so. No attempt is made, you know, to look at what is really behind what's happening. This is not the first incident. And unless this war is stopped, unless the criminals who do this and organize this are brought to justice, there will be many, many victims.
Mr. Gebreb, what do you say to critics who say that Eritrean youth are willing to risk their life to go out of the country? And they say this is as a result of the government failed policies to create jobs for the youth and empower them, and that you should not blame outside forces for the failures of the government policies or the government to provide the necessary enabling environment to create jobs for the youth.
Well, Eritrea is a new nation. It's a poor nation. It has made huge strides over the past two decades. We are on track in meeting most of the Millennium Development Goals. We are on track as very few countries in the African continent are. The Eritrean government takes care of its youth, creates opportunities for them, but there's no denying that the level, the standard of living that we have in Africa and the standard of living that we have in Europe are not the same. There's a huge difference. It's not just Eritreans. It's Africans in general that are trying to migrate to Europe and other places. But for Eritrea, the defining reason for this is that Eritreans are given preferential treatment and are treated not as economic migrants, but as political asylum seekers. And this is a deliberate policy that has been well documented. As I say, if you look into the WikiLeaks document, you'll see it very clearly stated there that the United States government, that other governments, try to encourage Eritreans to leave the country, which is part of the strategy of weakening Eritrea.
If I may ask you, what measures or instruments or policies has your government implemented to better the lives of ordinary Eritreans as well as improve the living conditions of the unemployed youth?
Well, many, many measures. We have, as I said, programs in infrastructure in the country. We have invested heavily in agriculture, which is a main sector as far as the jobs are concerned in Eritrea. We're investing in the industrial sector. We're focusing on creating a modern infrastructure for Eritrea. We're working on the mining sector as well, which unfortunately, again, countries that have not been friendly with Eritrea have been trying to stop from functioning. So Eritrea is doing is taking many measures to improve the living conditions for our people and will continue to do so. You have to remember that we do this in the face of military aggression, in the face of sanctions that have been imposed on Eritrea. We do this in the face of extremely difficult conditions. But as I said, you can talk to the UN agencies and they will be the first to tell you that Eritrea's progress, especially in health, in education, in the improvement of the living conditions of the people, have been nothing short of remarkable. This is a country which has not lost a single life to malaria in the past 6 years. Just to give you one example.